Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And another number you can call is 877-807-4048. We've been getting some marvelous phone calls during the 3 hours that we're together today on this Monday, a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown, who passed away on Saturday, August 27th, leaving her friends, her colleagues, her family, and her radio listening family in shock. On Friday, we spoke with a number of people, about 10 or 11 guests, about their impressions and memories of Dr. Joy Brown, what she meant to the industry, what she meant to our culture, and what she meant to them personally. And we promised that today and tomorrow we're going to be talking about Dr. Joy with the telephones open to her listeners to do basically the same thing. And so far it has been very successful in terms of some really interesting insights and some very heartfelt commentaries from people all over the country and the world. We talked from UK and Pennsylvania, New York, Boston. And with me here in the Talkers Magazine radio studios is Bernadette Duncan. I'm Michael Harrison. And let's go right back to the telephones and talk about Dr. Joy Brown. We have Chris in Brooklyn on the line. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Michael. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Well, that's on one level, it's joyous, no pun intended. Another level, it's painful.
Absolutely.
Now, what did Joy mean to you? What were you a longtime listener? Did you call her? What's your experience? Tell us how you feel, and tell us a little bit about your experience.
I've been listening to Dr. Joy since I was, I think, 12 or 13 when she was on the radio in KGO in San Francisco. So she's been a part of my teenage, my adulthood. I mean, that was a couple decades ago, I think. So I'm heartbroken. I get emotional just hearing her theme music.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep it there for a couple of more days, and then we're going to obviously move beyond it. But we're leaving it there for a while, just at least till tomorrow. I don't even know why. It just feels like the right thing to do. I mean, you know, we could sit around and analyze what we do with this show. I think the way we're doing it right now is the best possible organic next step in the program. And I've committed to do whatever I can to keep the spirit of the program alive until it either totally fades away or something new replaces it that's worthy of these affiliates and this time slot. So this is truly a reality show. If you've ever wondered if there's anything authentic left in the media, you're listening to it right now, because I, as the host, am not quite sure where we're going.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. There's been, you know, so few forums. I didn't know what to do with this news. You know, I literally heartbroken and burst into tears and, you know, took it to Facebook and, you know, social media. But, you know, it's nice to have a place that we can talk, you know, in the meantime about it for the fans.
What was it? I'm curious, just from a standpoint as a person who thinks about radio pretty deeply. That's my job. What was it that brought you to this program as a listener, if you were to break it down into, like, why? Why did you listen to the show?
I think it's fascinating hearing everybody else's problems, and especially as a teenager. But two, her voice, just her presence, was like listening to a friend, like a really wise friend talking. I mean, I felt, like, so connected, and I've never met her. I know other people that have, but I feel like I've lost a friend. And I think listening to the radio, like, she was very different than any of the other hosts that I've, you know, listened to over the years. You know, she had such a calming presence.
Mm-hmm. She did. We were talking about that on Friday. I mean, she was born to be on radio as well as to be a psychologist. I mean, if she weren't a psychologist, she could have made a great living being a newscaster or being a voiceover artist. She had such a beautiful voice. Now, I find it interesting that you as a young girl, how old were you, 12, 13?
I think 12 or 13, yeah.
A 12-year-old listening to a psychology show. Now, that's back at KGO, so I know the time frame of that. She made a brief stop out there. My wife, Bernadette Duncan, who is sitting right here in the studio, has an experience in her career of 26 years being a radio producer. And her first experience listening to the radio was also as a teenager. Bernadette's not, she's nodding her head, in Queens, and she used to listen to Sally Jesse Raphael. Bernadette, tell, I mean, how did that come about?
Hello, Chris.
And hi, Bernadette.
Yes, hello. I was growing up in Queens, and I guess it's just that wise woman in the town.
The town square.
Yeah. Town square who had the answers, and when you're growing up trying to figure out your place in the world, it was the wisdom and just the smarts that I so relied on. And Joy Brown was like an older sister to us, even listeners. And you just need a little guidance once in a while. And Sally was that way. And Joy followed in that style as well.
Yeah, I want to jump in and just say she wasn't necessarily older as an older sister. She was like an older sister, even to somebody older than her. She had, as Bernadette said, the wisdom, the wise woman in the town square. Sally Jesse, back in the old days, did not have a degree in psychology. She was just more the intelligent neighbor. Joy could have done this without the doctor. As a matter of fact, I sometimes used to say to her, why do you call yourself doctor? Because she was always concerned about maintaining her credibility as a shrink, that she has to. I said, why don't you just get rid of that? Be on as the wise woman in the town square and don't be Dr. Joy Brown. And you happen to have a degree. It was very important that she established those guidelines. But I just think it's fascinating, Chris, a 12-year-old kid, a 13-year-old kid listening to the wise woman in the town square, whether it's Dr. Joy.
Or I've taken her everywhere, too. I've lived abroad. I lived in Israel, and I lived in Amsterdam, and both those places, when I was starting to miss home, you know, I always, you know, found where she either was on the radio or downloaded her podcast. Like, she's been around, I think, for every milestone of my life, you know, and it's hard.
Well, she always will be because of the modern era of communications. Genesis Communications Network is the network that has carried Joy Brown's show for the past couple of years. And they have archives of all of her, at least shows up to the point of that, and at GCNlive.com. This show will continue with me for a while, maybe forever, maybe not. But you could also hear podcasts and rebroadcasts of all her shows. Sounds like you're in a driving situation. I don't want to put you in at risk.
Oh, yeah, so. I'm just walking around Brooklyn, but I appreciate it, yes.
what part of Brooklyn are you in?
Right now I'm in Park Slope.
Ah, that's a beautiful area. I was born in Brooklyn. We recently bought a chunk of halava. You know what halava is?
Yeah, of course. I ate it while I was in Israel.
We realized that you couldn't buy any halava in Springfield, Massachusetts, in Western Mass, where we live, because it doesn't exist. So my wife, Bernadette, went online and found, for my birthday, a piece of halava from a Brooklyn deli.
Oh, now that's a good wife. That's hard
to find. You live in the heart of true culture. Brooklyn, New York. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michael and Bernadette. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Stephen in South Carolina. At 877-807-4048, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Tribute Program. Step up to the mic, Stephen, and let us know what you're thinking.
Well, I'm picking a whole lot. It's really nice to talk to both of you today.
Thank you.
I listened to Dr. Joy Brown for years and years and years, and I was honored because a friend of mine came up to me one day and said, Stephen, do you listen to Dr. Joy Brown? I said, kind of with a puzzled look, yeah, why? Well, come to find out that one of my calls was used on one of the shows, Open. hopefully.
Wow. Well, Stephen, I'm going to
my voice.
Stephen, I'm going to break one of the current rules in broadcasting. I'm going to keep you on over the break if you'll stay with us, okay?
Oh, please. Sure, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Steve is going to kick off the next segment. I'm Michael Harrison with Bernadette Duncan, our tribute to Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dr. Continue. continuing now with our tribute to Dr. Joy Brown, and maybe she's not exactly here to help, but she is certainly here in spirit, and that helps. And Stephen, we left you hanging on the line. Stephen from South Carolina. Sorry about that. Welcome.
No,
back.
Not a problem.
Okay,
Thank you.
So you were saying?
Yeah, I called her one day, and at the end of the call, I said to her, you know, when I have a problem and I need good advice, I always make it a point to call Dr. Joy Brown. Well, I come to find out that that little clip was used in one of the show intros, and I hear it every so often. And every time I heard it, I kind of smile. And,
wow.
You know, you could call Dr. Joy Brown even if you didn't necessarily had a problem, because on her 70th birthday, I called her. I was the first caller, and I said happy birthday to her. And we had a nice little conversation on the air. And I remember... She said if I was in New York City, she would invite me over for a piece of chocolate cake that she had in her freezer. I thought that was really funny.
That's enough reason to go to New York. Jeez. Wow. Joy cared about every one of her listeners. One of the things we were talking about earlier was how she fell into an intimate environment in terms of the tone. I mean, she wasn't intimate with everybody in a literal sense, but in a figurative sense where it really counts. She was intimate.
Well, she was genuine.
Yes, yes. And she cared about that. Interestingly, you said that you didn't necessarily have a problem. You would just want to talk to her. Joy always wrestled with the fact that her personality was larger than the confines of clinical psychology. And she always wrestled with that because she always wanted to do other things. She was a theater critic. She was a patron of the arts. She was interested in charities. She was interested in travel. And she always felt, you know, because radio is such a specialized medium. It's like hot water from the hot water faucet, cold water from the cold water faucet. And if somebody wants cold water and they get Diet Coke, they may not be what they want. And radio is becoming that way. It's a psychology show. And what does that mean? You have a problem, you call in, and she answers it. But she was bursting at the seams as a human being with that restriction. But the counterpoint to that was her adherence to the tenets of traditional psychology. So she always wrestled with that, and I don't find it surprising that you were able to call her and just chat about life. Stephen, I thank you for the call. Let's go to Lois in Virginia. Lois, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Tribute Show. I'm Michael Harrison. With me is Bernadette Duncan. And you're up, and we're here. We're listening to what you have to say. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. When I first heard the news last week, I thought it was a Facebook scam or something, because I had just listened to her that previous Friday,
yes,
before she died, and I thought, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time with this. I thought it really can't be true, and so I started checking CNN and New York Daily News and everything, and there wasn't anything, so I felt, you know, this isn't true. And then, you know, I found out, of course, that it was, and I'm still in denial, I think.
I felt the same way. When I heard about it, I thought it was a Facebook scam. And I am the publisher and the editor of the leading trade magazine in talk radio. My phone started ringing when the Facebook story broke, and people were saying, can you confirm this? And I'm not going to confirm. I was getting angry. I'm not going to confirm this if it's some stupid rumor or it's not true. I was getting angry. I shot the messenger when the person who called me said, the first person who called, I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean? She died on Saturday, and here it is Tuesday morning. I'm one of her best friends, and I'm the editor of a newspaper in the industry, and I don't know about it. It was very bizarre. Yes, it was.
It was. It was, and I guess the Virgo in me is struggling with how did she die so suddenly? I mean, like that one caller said, she was always speaking of how healthy she was, and I haven't heard anyone say what she died of.
Well, it's still a mystery. It's still a mystery. But my guess, and remember, I'm saying this is a guess because I've talked to a number of people, is that there was something brewing, obviously. People do just drop dead. I mean, we hear about it all the time. Person's a picture of health, and they drop dead. As a matter of fact, we have on the line a medical doctor who's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes who knew Joy and was listening and is going to jump in. A psychiatrist is going to join, and we're going to talk a little bit about the medical
end of
these
things. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like sudden arrhythmias, and, you know, I have a little bit of medical background, and I have seen it before, but it was just too much of a shock to my system.
Yeah, well,
I'm from New York originally. I moved here in 1988 to Virginia Beach, and I used to listen to her when in New York on WOR all the time. And then when I moved here, I sort of lost track of it, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, back then I didn't think I could get it anymore, of course. And then I used to listen to her. I found her on when we started the internet age. I actually found WOR online, and I was listening to her, and then she lost her job there, and then I was devastated, and I'm like, where am I going to find her? And then I finally, you know, did find her again, and I've been listening to her ever since. I have to listen on podcast, of course.
Well, that's part of the way of the world today. As soon you'll be listening to everything on podcasts.
So. I had a bad depression 2 summers ago, and she was what got me through it. I mean, I couldn't sleep at night, and I used to put the headphones in my ears, and just listening to her voice would soothe me to sleep. I mean, I never called. I was tempted a couple of times. Just about a month ago, I had some problems with my daughter, and I'm like, should I call Dr. Joy? And, you know, I didn't, and now I wish I had. But I did speak to Brandon, I think his name is, one of her producers, a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to find out, because when I would listen to the podcast, the first hour always seemed like it was not really live, so I called to ask him, and now he straightened me out that only 2 hours were live.
That's very interesting, Lois, that this is the first time you've actually called into the Dr. Joy Brown show on her tribute show, but that you
I owe her that.
Well, but it's fascinating that you had suffered from a depression, and that listening to Dr. Joy Brown, listening to her, not even calling her for personal help, but listening to her helped ease your depression. And that warms my heart. I know. Again, it sounds cliched. She's looking down and smiling. I know how much that would mean. How marvelous that you are having this opportunity on the airwaves of her show to be able to tell everybody about that.
Thank you. I'm a little shy about, you know, calling and public speaking, so to speak, but I just felt like today, if I didn't do it with you, I would regret it, because I just wanted to tell everyone, and everyone's really already said it, that she was like a family member to me. I feel like I was punched in the gut, like that one man in England said he took it worse than, I think it was him that said it, Michael Jackson and all of those other stars that we knew, but, you know, they were icons that we couldn't touch, but we felt like we touched her, you know.
Well, it's radio, and I love radio. Thank you,
I
Lois.
I do, too. And I listened to your show the other day, your show, on talkers.com podcast. Oh. It was very good.
Thank you, Lois. Thank you. Please keep listening to the radio, and I love that you called in. It was just beautiful. All right. We're going to be talking with Dr. Renee Kohansky, a noted psychiatrist who's listening and called in. I'm Michael Harrison with Bernadette Duncan, a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This has been a very, very emotional experience with highs and lows, indeed, as we continue with our tribute programs to Dr. Joy Brown, who was taken away from us shockingly, unexpectedly, and certainly so terribly tragically on Saturday, the 27th of August, a few weeks ago now. And news of it is still spreading around the country, among her fans and her listeners and her friends, and it is just settling in for those of us who knew her and loved her. and continue to know her, because we'll never forget her, and continue to love her. The phone number today, as listeners are calling in, doing what radio industry people did on Friday, and talk about her. It's therapeutic. It's informative. And I think it's a very decent thing for us to be doing. It's 877-807-4048. And I was told by Manny that a friend of mine, who is a colleague as well, with whom I've worked in the media, and Bernadette certainly knows for years, very well-known, respected psychiatrist, a forensic psychiatrist, an expert in her craft and her art and her science. Renee Kohansky, Dr. Kohansky, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Michael, thank you. I mean, how could I not call in? This is mind-boggling. I just had to call in, and I just wanted to acknowledge you for doing this tribute. I think it's really, really important, and I think you're doing justice to Dr. Joy. And I just want to comment on that last caller, Lois. I think that interaction that you had with her and that she had with you totally honored Dr. Brown, honored you in this show in every way. And I know, I'm pretty sure that Lois is listening. And for her to call in today, and the way you said to her, you know, acknowledging her for calling in on this important day where there's a tribute to her, and how she expressed what Dr. Joy meant to her, totally captured the essence of what Dr. Joy was and what made her unique and what made her so very special and what makes this show so very, very special. You know, in our industry, there's a lot of jargon, but this really is allowing her, all of us, to sort of process this, because people, her listeners, are part of her extended family. And this is such an important show, and you are doing justice to her show and her listeners are honoring it. And Lois, that last call represents the essence of the show.
Wow, so beautifully put. Renee, I'm glad that you're here, because the issue has come up over the last two shows that we have done on Friday, and now that we're halfway through this show, about how Dr. Brown was very, very cognizant and aware that she had a degree and a PhD in clinical psychology, and that always was first and foremost. Like, she would always say, I'm a psychologist. I'm a psychologist before I'm a radio performer. I'm a psychologist before I am a pitch man or a pitch woman, because all of us in radio are, you know, like Peyton Manning, we're pitch guys. And you are a medical doctor, and I remember recently in an email to me, it just came back to me when I saw that you had called in, and I didn't know that you were going to call, and I'm delighted that you did, because...
How could I not? I've been listening. I've been glued to the radio.
Yeah,
like,
but you said,
call in. This is Dr. Joy.
Yeah, well, you said in your email to me a while back how important that MD is to protect, preserve, and to honor its credibility. Could you talk a bit about that? Because you can understand it. Joy was extremely cognizant of how important it was that she be true to the tenets of the psychology profession and her degree and her license. Just some thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me the chance to talk about this, because I don't know if the listeners get how extraordinary what she did is, and Alan, who was on your show, Alan Combs, earlier, kind of began to touch on it in a very powerful way. Dr. Joy Brown was absolutely a pioneer, because she was one of the first people to do what she does. But in addition to being a pioneer, she was an extremely courageous woman. When she first came on the radio, it was very, very faux pas for psychologists to come and talk publicly. It just was not something that was done. And it was frowned upon. And Dr. Joy was the real deal. You know, she wasn't like a phony doctor or a phony psychologist, which, you know, there are many people out there on the radio, and particularly when she first started, when this was in its infancy, calling themselves experts. Dr. Joy Brown was the real deal. She had that PhD, and that required a lot of work. And those of us who have advanced degrees, know the sweat and the agony, and our identity to a large degree is tied up in our degrees. You know, I can say, and we, you know, especially when you have something like psychology or psychiatry, where you feel a responsibility to someone's health, their mental health, and you're very aware that what you say and the context that you're saying in it may have great meaning. So when she got on the airwaves and she said that I am a psychologist, she knew that she had a responsibility to her listeners, and she also knew that her professional organization might frown upon that. And she was willing to put her very credentials, which meant her identity, and her very core identity on the line to say, you know, this is something I believe in, and this is something that I'm going to share with people, and I'm going to maintain my integrity, and I'm going to take a chance with the organization that is responsible for my identity, because I think what I have to contribute is important, and I think I can do it in a way that is ethical. And people weren't doing it then. She took a huge, huge risk. And I can't even, I hope I'm explaining it. That
You're explaining
crazy.
It beautifully. I was just giving a thumbs up to Bernadette that, wow, is Renee putting this idea across? Because you don't often hear this kind of discussion behind the scenes on a program such as this. I mean, I think we owe it to the listeners to give them as meaningful a glimpse at Joy's psychology, since she listened to everybody else's psychology, but also to how a program like this exists, how credibility is the most important part of anybody's stock and trade in communications, and what authenticity means. This whole idea of authenticity, something that we hear thrown around a lot these days. You can't talk about authenticity if you don't stop and think about what it really means, and look inside yourself
as to
being authentic. Because as you know, we always say, well, be yourself. But that's easier said than done, isn't it, Renee? Be yourself.
But I just want to say also that this show and the previous one that you did, in this show, the previous one, you most assuredly honored her, and the people in the industry honored her. But on this show, what I really like about this show is that all of her listeners, all of her family who have been with her for years, honor her. And all of these listeners get an opportunity to express themselves and to complete this, because this is shocking. So what you're doing, Michael, and I think you know this because you're a very sophisticated guy in terms of psychology and in terms of, okay, you may not have the degree, but man, oh man, do you have the world experience. So this whole show is in so many ways so, so very important and so vital. I know I just got off topic. I'm sorry, but...
No, you didn't.
I'm overwhelmed.
There is no topic. The last thing I want to do is force this onto rails.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't want to do
it's
that.
It's not.
I'll tell you, the hardest thing for me in taking on the challenge, I don't want to call it an assignment, because I volunteered, so I assigned myself to it. I raised my hand and said, I'll do it. I don't want to see this show die. I don't want to see all these hundreds some odd affiliates around the country that had the courage to put a show of this nature on when the rest of their formats is, you know, right-wing politics or sports or...
And Lois's need this. We really do. I mean, it's important. They're in a very, very important part of the listening audience. And Dr. Joy gave them a place to be heard, and I really think it must be continued. Must be continued.
Now, just in conclusion, you knew her. You met her at industry conventions. I do believe that you encountered Dr. Joy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
What were your impressions personally of those encounters?
Oh, you know what I really dug about her? This lady was humble, and I think a lot of other people spoke to it. What people hear on the air is actually what you get. A lot of people have an on-air persona or personality, and they get off the air, and that's not who they are.
She was the real deal in that regard.
Across every aspect, across her degree, across her personality, this woman did not have one bit of hubris at all.
Dr. Renee Kohansky, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your joining us on this program. Thank you so much for your contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Renee. She's the real deal, too. Michael Harrison with Bernadette Duncan. We are here taking calls at 877-807-4048, honoring Dr. Joy.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're taking calls from listeners as we pay tribute to the memory of Dr. Joy Brown, who has been an icon in American broadcasting for more than three decades and was a giant in her field and certainly one of the greatest and perhaps the last major practitioner of the psychological arts. And that's a term I made up because psychology is both a science and an art. And she performed both to the fullest extent of each one of those descriptions. She was an artist, and she was indeed a psychologist. As a matter of fact, this whole thing with authenticity that we mentioned before, you know, be yourself. In the performing arts, if you're a radio personality, if you're an actor, if you're anything that requires spontaneous presentations to the public, the advice you often hear is just be yourself. Have you been told that all your life, Bernadette, in terms of your radio work as a producer even? Be yourself. Just be yourself.
Oh, definitely. And when I think about the arts, mm-hmm. it is through the arts that I connect with the joy, the happiness, the sadness.
Right. But here's the wrinkle to the whole thing. Being yourself is easier said than done, and I mentioned that before, because I think most people, most thoughtful people, and this is where a program such as the Dr. Joy Brown Show and an individual such as Dr. Joy Brown is so valuable and helpful, and listening to other people in an intimate situation that's public. And I'm not talking about these, you know, these reality shows that are on television that are so inauthentic, because if they were too authentic, they wouldn't be interesting. Because authenticity is not always interesting. Sometimes being yourself is the worst thing you could do, because you just might be a horrible person. I mean, I always say, be yourself as long as who you are is okay. If you're not okay, then seem authentic but a better person. In other words, fake something nice rather than proving to everybody what a low-down, you know, lout you are. So the whole idea of being yourself is a very convoluted, complex set of conundrums, and I'm still trying to figure out who the heck I am. I mean, do you know who you are, Bernadette?
No, but I know where I'm reaching.
Ah.
I know where I'm reaching, and it takes a show like Dr. Joy's and listening to people, the callers who've been calling in, who are honest about real feelings and the real feelings that connect us all together. Boy, oh boy, do we need to talk about real feelings, because otherwise I'm going to be plopped in front of the television, drinking a glass of wine, maybe more than one, or anything else that disconnects me with my fellow human being. And here on radio, the simplicity of voice mm-hmm. and connecting to those feelings, the arts.
That's interesting you said connecting with feelings. I guess we have to connect with our own feelings, too. For example, if you want to lose weight, connect with your hunger. Now, that one little statement, you know, I didn't get that out of a fortune cookie. It's something I've dealt with all my life. You want to give up overeating? Well, connect with your hunger. What does that mean? Well, know what it is to be hungry, because people that overeat are never hungry. They think they're always hungry, but they're actually never hungry. And if they understood what hunger feels like, then they could say, okay, I'll only eat when I'm hungry. Now that I know what hunger feels like, if you at least let yourself get hungry. So, you know, so that's the key, is really connecting with feelings. Let's go to a caller from New Haven, Connecticut. Who do we have?
Dr. Kathy Markle.
Hi, Dr. Markle. How are you?
I am sad. I, too, am a PhD clinical psychologist. I am an assistant clinical professor at Yale University in the Department of Psychiatry. I only learned of Dr. Joy Brown a year ago and then religiously listened to her. I, too, wanted to get into media and had some potential for a television show. And at Yale, a PhD clinical psychologist should not be doing media, but I had a kindred spirit that Dr. Joy Brown will not know about. I wanted to call to just say what an inspiration she was in my pursuit. I had emailed Dr. Joy Brown about 4 or 5 months ago to tell her about my pursuit and my personality and so much that I admired in her that I ascribed to be, and I did not hear back from her. I just feel such a loss. I was devastated by the news and the disappointment that I will not have that opportunity. I do go into the city, into New York quite often, and I had hoped one day I would meet her.
So you had reached out to her for advice on
how to do what she does. How to do exactly what she does. I loved her show. I connect with people the way she does, but she had, no one could be Dr. Joy Brown. She has a magic, a true magic that I don't know anyone could ever match, but I knew she could be a mentor. I knew that I wanted one day to meet her, and I did reach out to her. I know she probably gets hundreds of emails.
Well, it might have fallen through the cracks because she usually would respond to everybody. But you know, things get lost. It's a shame that you never had the opportunity to talk to her.
Yeah, but I did every day. I listened to her.
But don't quit your day job in pursuit of a media career. I let me give you some advice. You grew up and became a doctor. Stick with it. you said something interesting. You said that it's not appropriate or that they wouldn't let you.
Well, yeah, I mean, Yale knows, some of the people there know that I have done some footage in New York and that I'm interested in a television show to do the real deal, which is therapy with common problems, with real people. And I have certainly an interest and a curiosity that Dr. Joy Brown was the epitome of. She was just the most beautiful role model for any clinical psychologist, let alone just a genuine person.
I know that Bernadette wants to say something to you. Bernadette?
Well, I think Dr. Kathy here speaks to Joy's X factor. The thing that made Dr. Joy stand out was this thing you cannot even identify, something that we are now calling the Joy factor.
Yeah, it's not the J factor. It's no longer the X factor. It's the Joy factor.
But, you know, I agree 100%.
You know, obviously, and I'm not going to psychoanalyze you here, but I find it very provocative. So I'll give you my 10-second analysis, and maybe someday you and I'll talk again. You're a character, Dr. Kathy, as well as obviously an excellent, excellent practitioner. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. It's Dr. Kathy Marco from Yale, and coming to the end of another hour. We're going to take your calls at 877-807-4048, a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.